It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My cup. Hink via Deckel muss es die kleine Bar dem Top. Geht mir kein Sachlin, die Trop.
Hey everyone, welcome to Kill Me Now with Judy Gold. I am your host, Judy Gold, and it's a rant week. So I'm going to be ranting to you like I don't do that every other time I record my podcast. But I have a lot to say. First of all, again, I want to say thank you to everyone who's been sending me messages, supporting the podcast. I love you all. Thank you. So let me tell you a little bit about my trip to Israel, my Israeli trip, because it is Pride Month. I went with a Wider Bridge, which is this fantastic organization that is sort of bridging. Get it? Because it's a wider bridge. By the way, I'm recording from Provincetown, so the background is a little different, and I can't shove the mic into my face 100% like I like to, but I'm here and you can hear the birds in the background. How nice is that? So anyway, so Israel was amazing, and a wider bridge is making the bridge wider for the LGBTQ community here in the United States and in Israel, and whatever happens here, as I mentioned last week, happens there right afterwards. And there's a lot of issues that they're dealing with that we're dealing with. Like their Netanyahu is corrupt and trying to avoid jail. Who does that sound like? Oh, I didn't ring the bell for Netanyahu. And yeah, so there's a lot of similarities with the government. But the LGBTQ plus community there is incredible. And we went to three LGBTQ centers and met with the social workers and the people who run it. We went to a shelter in Jerusalem. There's four pride parades in Israel. I'm just going to do this. I think I did that last week. Whatever. There's four pride parades, one every week. Every Thursday, because you know Shabbat is on Friday. Oh, is it on Friday or is it on Thursday? I don't know. It's one of those 2 days. So we went to all these shelters and we went to all these LGBTQ organizations and really heard about these incredible people. They do get funding from the government and they do need money. And we met with parents of trans, parents of... We met this guy who was from a very religious family and went through conversion therapy at the age of 13. And now he runs an organization, an LGBTQ plus organization. He works at the one in Jerusalem, the LGBTQ plus organization. He runs one of the departments. And he said that he still has PTSD. He's in his 30s. He's adorable, 33. I might have just made that up, but I think he's 33. And he, you know, he still has these lingering effects from the conversion therapy, which is such a sick thing to do. First of all, no one who's like really orthy Hasidic is going to come out to their parents if it's a fucking choice, if you can change. No one is going to do that. They're going to, I can't. So then I go out. I know I'm off today. So then I had a lot of coffee. So then I go out with Henry, my son, and some of the teachers he works with at the school he works at, which is a Jewish school. And one of them told me, she knows someone who else who was in the religious community, went through conversion therapy, and today has lingering effects. Conversion therapy should be outlawed. It is disgusting. Okay? So that's that with the conversion therapy. One of the most exciting parts of this trip, we did go to places where we had to hide our Judaism and our gay-ism just to see these parts of the area. But one of the places that had the most impact on me was in the West Bank, where these Palestinians, if I'm repeating myself from last week, sorry, but oh, I have this one hair that's just, oh my God. I hope they pick the clip of my hair. You know, they're going to post a clip from this podcast. And I have one hair that is literally standing up straight. Look at it. Hey, what's going on? This is my antenna. Woo! Okay. In the West Bank, we met with this rabbi who had been right-wing and realized, you know, the Palestinians are human beings. And then we met with another Palestinian, younger guy who's Henry's age, who was, I know I told you about this. Anyway, that was so impactful. But you know what else was impactful on this trip? The people I met. I don't know if you've ever gone on a mission where every minute is planned out and, you know, you really get no sleep, but you learn an incredible amount. You know, as a comic, I always say, you know, we bond together. The comics, when we went on the road together, we really bonded. Like, you'd show up at a club or a condo. They would house you in a condo, and you'd share with other comics who you barely knew, if you knew at all. Those were incredible bonding scenarios or moments. And I felt that with the group, the Wider Bridge group, which, I mean, we're all still in contact. It was just an incredible, check out a Wider Bridge and what they do. It's just fantastic. And yeah, I don't know what else to say. The people I think I'll be friends with for the rest of my life. And the trip was very impactful, although I did feel old because everyone was like in their, you know, there were some, I guess there were a few in their 20s and 30s. And then, you know, there's me and Elisa. And, you know, I felt it in my knee. I really need to get my knee replaced. And Al Roker got his knee replaced. And he's already like walking in the park. It was in Central Park. It was after 5 weeks. So he's given me, Al Roker, I want to say thank you to Al Roker. Shout out to Al Roker for giving me the impetus and the courage to make a date. I already went to the doctor. I know I need surgery. And now I have to pick a date. And he's making me want to pick a date, even though the last surgery was hell. But I'm doing it because you know what? I need a quality of life. So I have so much to say. I have a friend who asked me to please rant about the Trump indictment. I am very prepared to rant about the Trump indictment. But first, I want to give you a kill me now moment. So today I'm wearing my swag shirt. This is a shirt I got at the Rosie O'Donnell show. And it's a long sleeve tee, and it's just fantastic. I mean, I've had it for, you know, over 27 years almost? And it's really well made. So I don't know if you follow me on Instagram, but Ben and his girlfriend, Samantha, were in P-Town, and they saw my shirt. And then I also have a denim jacket that says Rosie O'Donnell Show. And they were like, oh my God, that is so cool. I mean, apparently it's cool now. And so Ben's like, can I borrow your shirt? Can I wear your shirt? And I was like, I really don't want you wearing my shirt because he's such a slob, but fine. And then Samantha put on the jacket and I posted it on Instagram, right? Yes, it's interesting that my son is 6'8" and my clothes fit him. Okay, so that's a problem. I'm your mother and you want to share my clothes and you're a straight cis 6'8" male. Okay. So I said, yes, you can wear the shirt because he really wanted to wear it. I said, but you have to wash it and don't put it in the dryer. So I came back to P-Town and there's my shirt hanging because it had been washed. And there's a fucking stain on it. Okay, look at this. There's a stain on my Rosie O'Donnell shirt that I've had for 27 fucking years that he had to wear and then eat something and spill it and then not spray it before he put it in the washing machine. So I'm really, that is my kill me now moment. I'm so fucking pissed off at him. But of course, I'm going to say something and I'll be like, oh, I'm really sorry. And that'll be the end of it. But right now I'm telling you, because he's still in Israel, he went on birthright to Israel. When he gets back, I am going to say something and then he's going to say something like this, like, you know what, mommy, I'm really sorry. I didn't see the stain. Do you realize what's going on in the Middle East? Like, that's what he'll do. He'll do something about to try to put it into perspective. But I'm allowed to fucking be pissed off that I've had a shirt for almost 30 years. Okay, yes, hoarder a little bit. But I'm wearing it and I love it. And it now has a fucking stain on it. Really pissed off. Hey, everyone. You know what I just did? I tore, I poured, and I enjoyed a packet of Liquid IV because I love Liquid IV. Liquid IV is a major part of my life. And I just worked out with my trainer and I had a delicious lemon ginger Liquid IV. That one has a little extra. That has a little green tea in it, and so that's a little caffeinated. So I enjoy that because I needed it today. And you know, it's getting warmer out, and what does that mean? Summer. Oh God, please come. It can't come soon enough. And that means you have to hydrate. And that's what Liquid IV does. It hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. And it has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in one little stick. And that's why Liquid IV is the number one powered hydration brand in America. Okay? And I love it. I use it every day. Ben's basketball team uses it. It is a science-backed formula that works. It keeps you hydrated. And they have sugar-free. They have sugar-free packets in white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and lemon lime. Okay? I didn't do the sugar-free. Okay. But Elisa does the sugar-free. So what are you going to do? You're going to stay hydrated because it's very, very important. And Liquid IV has been a longtime sponsor and I love them. And they are a quality product. And this is what you're going to do. You're going to turn your turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code JUDYGOLD at checkout. That's JUDYGOLD. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code JUDYGOLD, JUDYGOLD, can't even say my name, at liquidiv.com. Got it? You're welcome. All right. First of all, I just want to say about the indictment of Donald fuckhead Trump. The fact that he's still walking around free and they didn't take his passport and that he's doing these rallies where he's just fucking lying and incriminating himself. It's just beyond, like, how is this fucking happening? And why the fuck, you know, we all talk about the justice system and here, you know, you think of Alexander Vindman, a hero who says, you know, here right matters, truth matters. And yet this motherfucker is spewing lies and bullshit at his rallies and the fucking media. Really? Okay, I know this is historical that he's going to get indicted, but I don't need to see his car driving and him getting in the car and then, you know, a shot of him waving in the car with the tinted windows. Like, there's other news going on. And the fact that you just, it's so sensationalized and Where is the media that is, I mean, I like NPR, I like the PBS NewsHour, but I was talking to my friend Paige last night, and we were talking about the news and how it used to be. And we were talking about all the old news anchors in New York City on the local news and how diverse and how they, Roger Grimsby, Bill Butel, John Johnson, who was what's her name's husband, the one that just sued Carol, fuck with the fucking menopause, E. Jean Carroll's ex-husband. There was Michelle Marsh. There's Pia Lindstrom. There are just so many. It was a diverse group of people, and they were journalists. They delivered the news. Okay. None of the Carol Martin, Roseanne Scarmadella. What the fuck is wrong with me? Scarmadella? Mardella? She was fucking Warner Wolf. I mean, they delivered the news. They literally delivered the news. And they read, you know, things happened in Congress and they read them as they have, you know, as the facts. And we just don't have that anymore. Okay, so we were talking about that last night. And now, you know, with the Trump thing, it's literally 24/7. And yes, I watch MSNBC. Yes, I'll admit it. I haven't watched CNN since the fucking town hall, although they did fire Chris Licht, but I still don't want to watch CNN. But, you know, the fact that, like, MSNBC is really this constant Trump, what's going on with Trump, Trump, Trump. I love Stephanie Ruhle. I love Rachel. I love Ari. I love all of them. I love Joy. I love them. But I just don't want to hear about that motherfucker anymore. So let's just go through his indictment. I just want you to know 37 charge. Okay. I just want to say what they are. Willful retention of national defense information. Okay, that would get anyone in jail. That would get someone, they would be in fucking jail. This guy's walking around, okay? Conspiracy to obstruct justice. In jail! And his fucking boy toy, Nauta, who's his now assistant and all this, who's he's gonna screw, as you know, they're walking around free. Withholding a document or record, corruptly concealing a document or record, concealing a document in a federal investigation, scheme to conceal false statements and representations, which he is still doing, and no one's fucking doing anything about it. False statements and representations. I said that twice because one's for Nauta and one's for Trump. Okay. So each one of his indictments carries a maximum fine of $250,000 and a maximum prison sentence between 5 and 20 years. Okay, that's each one of the indictments. And he has multiple. And he is walking around, and people are spewing his lies, and fucking Fox fucking bullshit news has Biden on screen, and they have a chyron that says, wannabe dictator. Okay? Pot kettle, baby. No one wants to be a dictator more than that motherfucker. And also, put cameras in the courtroom. We want to see how the justice system works. It is not fair. These are federal charges. We pay taxes. We should see the justice system working in real time. We should be able to see what's going on and not have to hear it from all these news sources that are biased. Okay, so I am pissed off about this. And I just don't understand how this guy keeps fucking getting people to these stupid rallies. And yes, I did a radio show. I did Dean Obadala's show. Obadala. And there was another guy on, and he's like, you know, you can't call them idiots, and, you know, you have to try a different approach. They're idiots. I'm not fucking trying a different approach. You want me to sit there and try to reason with people who are fucking full of shit and believe lies and are supporting someone who's a fucking traitor? No. You know, yes, I know the Hillary Clinton thing, deplorables, got her in trouble. But you know what? We can all say, oh, she said the deplorables thing and that was the end. But it's because she was a fucking woman. So let's just talk about that. Okay? She was overqualified. If Hillary Clinton had been Harry Clinton or some other, you know, H name, Henry Clinton, Harrison Clinton, Hank Clinton, she would have been president. Okay? So let's just face the facts. There is a war on women in this country, and the fact that you can't elect a woman to the highest office and we're supposed to be so setting the standard. The misogyny in this country is fucking out of control. And they're taking away women's rights. They objectify us. It's ridiculous. And we need people to step up. Besides the women, we need gay men to step up and fucking, you know, speak out about the fact that women's rights are being targeted. Women's bodily autonomy is being targeted and taken away. And we were there for you during the AIDS crisis, and we need your fucking voices. Okay. Now I'm saying that after also seeing the most I'm at the Provincetown Film Festival right now. And I saw this unbelievable film that is going to be on HBO. It is, it was late. It was 8:30. It's not that late, but you know, it was just like I had taken a plane in and I was going to the screening of Taylor Mack's 24 decade history of popular music, which will be on HBO. And it was a play he did that was 24 hours long. And he went over the popular history of popular music of each of one of these decades I can't even explain it to you because anything I say will not do this film justice, but it was phenomenal. And, you know, the costuming and the fact that the audience was there for 24 hours. It's just a please see it. Get HBO Max just to fucking see this film. I'm not kidding. Taylor Mack's 24 decade history of popular music. Let me see when it June 27th. So it's premiering on June 27th, which is sort of this weekish. It's next Tuesday. So please, please, please watch this film. In it, he addresses the fact that the lesbians helped the gay men unconditionally during the AIDS crisis. And I had never heard that said in a film or in a television show or acknowledged by a gay man. And my hat is off to Taylor Mack, and I thanked him, and he's so fucking talented. So you have to see this film. Okay. So that's that. I want to tell you, I was at the Tribeca Film Festival as well. I saw this film Maestra, which was fantastic, about female conductors, about this. Did I talk about this last week? Let me look, because I forgot the date I went to Maestra, but it was so fucking good. And yes, I think I talked about it, and it's about this competition and blah, 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 of female conductors. And just, oh, fuck, that's Elisa, so hold on. I'm recording a podcast. I'll call you back. Okay, see how good I was? That was Elisa. And yes, my ring is the Mary Tyler Moore theme. Anyway, so my Maestra movie is just fantastic. I also saw Let the Canary Sing, which is this documentary about the one and only Cyndi Lauper, who is a fucking national treasure, a treasure to the world. And then she did a concert after the screening, and it was fucking, she's 70 years old, and she's going to be 70. No, yeah, she'll be 70 on Thursday. She was running like she is more mobile than me. I mean, which doesn't say a lot, but she's so fucking talented and such an ally to the gay community. See Let the Canary Sing. I don't know if it's being distributed, what's happening, but when you can, see Let the Canary Sing. And then we went out and we had a little birthday cake for her, which was fantastic. Lots of great people there to celebrate her birthday. So yes, I'm best friends with Cyndi Lauper. Okay, I know that's what you're thinking. And the answer is yes, we are BFFs. Like if I have a problem, the first person I call is Cyndi Lauper. Okay, so that's that. I also want to say that at this film festival here in Provincetown, I got to interview Julio Torres, who's in a new film, Problemista, and Megan Stalter, who's in a new film, Cora Bora. And I had such a great interview with them, and I'm trying to get the audio so we can air that next week. They won this Next Wave Award because they are young, in their 30s. I remember those days. And they're really so fucking talented. And both these movies are fantastic. And they're queer. They're gay, queer, whatever you want to call it. Hey everyone, did you know that Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the United States with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the United States? And I'm one of them. You're listening to one of them. Fast Growing Trees has everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, house plants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and your space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. Forever. I just want you to know that I just got off a plane and I walked in my apartment. What was the first thing I did? Is I came in and said hi to Avi, my fig tree. I'm telling you, and I have Yael, which is another plant, but Fast Growing Trees has changed my atmosphere here in my apartment. You don't need a lot of space, but they do have, you know, they have stuff for outdoor spaces. But I live in an apartment, and I'm telling you, Avi and Yael, yes, they're both Jewish names, Hebrew. The space looks so much better. And I just had a conversation with Avi. Like, I was like, I missed you. I love having living things here. It's very, very, I don't know, it's made this more of a home. It's the best. And Elisa has some too. And she loves them. And she talks to them too. But she got that from me. Anyway, check out Fast Growing Trees. You need to be around plant life. This spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code JUDYGOLD, J-U-D-Y-G-O-L-D, at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code JUDYGOLD at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code JUDYGOLD. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. You're welcome. Now I have to go to the thing that annoyed me the most, that I had to look at. You know, I get obsessy, and I was going down a rabbit hole with all the New York local news. Do that. If you ever go back and look at your local anchors from the 70s and see how the news was delivered, and then, you know, compare it to today. So I want to play some audio. I'm not very professional. I play it on my phone. But Lauren Beaucunt, the fact that, you know, we have Trump spewing lies and doing his rallies and all these fucking idiots with their stupid MAGA flags and their goddamn swastika stickers and stickers, whatever the fuck it is, and DeSantis. These dictators, these idiots, the banning of the books and the don't say gay. Shut the fuck up. You know what? It's all, you know what it is. It's because they don't want to deal with the gun issue. So if they can say that drag queens, by the way, Stephanie Ruhle had a segment with drag queens on the show and it was fantastic. And on her 11th hour show on MSNBC. But the fact that you're attacking drag queens who are just spreading joy and love and fun, and to avoid the fact that kids are being slaughtered to death in school that you don't talk about that. That you're saying that, you know, they're grooming kids. When you're grooming kids to be afraid in school and to be prepared that someone's going to come in and shoot them and to be scared of people who are different, what the fuck is wrong with you people? Okay. So Lauren Boebert is one of those people whose son is 17 having a child, whose son called the police after the father was physically threw him. And then she tried to, you know, we played that audio. So I just want to play audio. So they were having this congressional hearing about Biden's regulations because, you know, everything should be not, you know, they're so against regulations except when it comes to women's bodies, women's rights, and gun control. Everything else should be, you know, they are against regulations, but they are for telling me what books my kids can read, what whether or not I can have an abortion. It's such fucking hypocrisy. So listen to this. So she is interviewing this woman. It's her time, you know, the yield my time. And she is talking about a family who was dealing with these regulations and they couldn't build their house. So this is what she says. And this woman is an academic and an expert, and she was supplied by the minority, which is the Democrats. So she is one of the witnesses on the Democratic side. And this is how Lauren, dumbass, fucking classless, fucking dumb shit, ignorant, speaks to this woman. Ready? Who, you know, all right, whatever. She came out there to all right, go ahead.
Family who this Clean Water Act decision impacted. The family was threatened with fines of $10,000 per day, had their property misclassified as a wetland, and were prevented from building their family home. It may not be a $2.5 million home like yours, but...
Okay. What the? It may not be a $2.5 million home like yours. The fuck? What a fucking C. She's a C. Okay, ready? Cunt.
Like a lot of red tape to me.
Excuse me. I really take that as a personal assault.
Do you disagree?
My home.
Do you disagree that this was an overreach?
I disagree that you're casting aspersions on me or my...
See, and so they do that thing where they just say, I yield, I'm done. They just like filibuster. They just keep talking and talking and talking and talking and talking over the people. They don't let them say anything. And that's their whole fucking MO. Okay. So that happens. Then Jamie Raskin reprimands her. And then this fucking amazing congressperson, Jasmine Crockett. I love her. Jasmine Crockett. Okay. Crockett. She is fucking awesome. Okay. I want you to listen to this.
This is recognized for 5 minutes.
This committee runs my pressure up. And I do come prepared to committee, and then there's always somebody from this side that does something ridiculous that throws me all the way off. So
I love her.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so this is where we gonna start, Ms. Kaskin. First of all, let me apologize, because that was uncalled for. So let me do what she would never do.
Oh, yeah.
Which is to be an adult in this room.
Yep.
Or in this chamber. Mm-hmm. So let me start there. I'm also going to start with some nonsense that she was trying to spew. And unlike Ms. Boebert, I am legally trained.
Oh, yeah.
And mm-hmm. I've passed a few bar exams.
Mm-hmm.
And I also legislated before I got here. Mm-hmm. So I do want to start with correcting the record a little bit. And if you want to add to that, please do. There was conversation about ATF because... my colleagues love to talk about their guns, baby.
Oh, my God.
And I'm from Texas, so let me be clear. I also own firearms. Democrats own guns, too. Let me make it clear. I own guns, and I'm licensed to carry.
I don't.
That is a regulation. Regulations aren't necessarily bad. It didn't stop me from being able to get a gun. So we were talking about, or y'all were talking about the ATF, which I wasn't going there. I didn't plan to go there. But you know what? I honestly wish the ATF would run amok, because we know that seemingly the people that run this chamber don't have the courage to come up with one of the things we've heard is common sense regulations when it comes to guns. And to be clear, our Constitution, the Second Amendment, anticipates people having common sense. Unfortunately, we have not done that. And unfortunately, it has cost us lives. Right. So when you were testifying a little bit earlier, you talked about unintended consequences and the fact that we are supposed to be able to anticipate that as lawmakers when we are writing laws. Unfortunately, not only have we ignored the unintended consequences, but we've got foreseeable consequences that are continually ignored. And that is why we are talking about regulation, at least on this side of the aisle. And our definition of common sense is one that doesn't keep us in the pockets of corporations, but keeps us in the pockets of the people. Because what I'm trying to do is save lives. My job isn't here to make sure that I'm pushing the bottom line for some corporation, but it's to make sure that the people that put me into this seat, which were actual people, individuals, to make sure that I can save lives. So let's talk about my state.
Okay. Let me just say one thing. If I had producers and I was in a podcast studio, first of all, I would be playing some kind of music behind that. And I do apologize for my sort of Motown backup singer stuff that I'm doing. But I fucking love this woman, Jasmine Crockett. Check her out. And we need more women who are like that, who are fearless, because let me say, tell you something. Black women have had it the hardest in this country. And when they're, and they are 90% of them, 99% on the right side of history. And we need more of these kinds of voices who are fearless and not afraid to speak up, and not this dumb fucking idiot who uses her time to spew lies and hatred and talk over people. They're just disgusting. Okay, so my hero of the week, I'm just making up all these segments I have on the show now, is Jasmine Crockett. I love Jasmine Crockett, so check her out. Okay, is there anything else I want to talk to you about? I just want to say that, as I mentioned last week, it is my mother's yahrzeit. It is... I'm recording this a few days before, one day before. I have to light my yahrzeit candle. So please keep my mother and her funniness in your thoughts. I want to say I did some really fucking great podcasts this week. So check me out on Melissa Rivers' group text podcast. I was so thrilled to be on, Melissa Rivers. I was so thrilled to be on her podcast because, as you know, her mother was my idol. And it was fantastic. Although I did not shut up in the beginning about how much I love her and I think she's just the greatest. And she was like, yeah, whatever. She's just funny. She's smart. She's classy, just like her mom. And she's just, I love her. So check out Melissa Rivers' group text podcast. And I did Jen Taub's podcast. Jen Taub, who is a law professor. It was really fun. It was about my book because it's called Booked Up, and it's a great podcast. And she features intimate interviews with nonfiction authors, and it was very intimate. And she's great. She's fun. And we talked about her mother and her aunt. So there you go. What else do I have to tell you? Okay, so Thursday, if you live near Maryland, please, or in Maryland, go to the Gordon Center Performing Arts this fucking Thursday. Gordon Center for the Performing Arts in Maryland in Owings Mills. It is a show. It is a pride show for Jewish and queer voices, and I'm a Jew and I'm queer. Apparently, I'm queer now. I'm not just a lesbian. And so I will be putting on a fucking fantastic show on Thursday, the 22nd at the Gordon Center of Performing Arts in Maryland, right by Baltimore. And then I start my residency in Provincetown at the Post Office Cafe and Cabaret on Sunday, June 25th at 8:30 p.m. I have shows every Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday I'm sorry, Sunday and Tuesday at 8:30 and Thursday at 7. So if you are on the Cape or near the Cape or just don't have a vacation plan and want to come to the Cape, come see me in Provincetown. What else do I have to tell you? I just want to, you know, say that Brittany Jo Sowards Richmond, who is my assistant, does all the marketing and scheduling and all this stuff for the podcast. I know I probably mentioned it last week, which I think I did. Her father passed away after a brief illness, and she is she's a good kid, and her father was a great guy. So we're thinking about her, especially since it was just Father's Day. And that's all. I don't, you know, Father's Day, not a big holiday in my house. First of all, my father's dead. But he was a great guy. My dad, Harold Gold, he was smart and funny and just, yeah, a Renaissance man. He died when I was 27. So Father's Day, not a big thing, not a big deal. Plus my kids don't have a father. So, but you know, I think I did a good job of doing both. I do. But that's it. So I just want to say happy Pride, happy Father's Day, belated, happy everything. Thank you for listening. My podcast, Kill Me Now, is produced by Laura Vogel and edited by Colin Schmeling. Everything, every other production element of this is Judy Gold, who's just figured it all out. And of course, again, Brittany Jo Sowards Richmond. She married a Jew. And that's it. What else do I have to say? I don't know. I didn't read last week some of these lovely comments I get from you people, which I really do appreciate. Where is it? Oh, God damn it. Yeah, I'm not good at this. Oh, here's one. William Fagan. I want to say thank you to William Fagan, who was a listener. I want to say thank you to, hey, Judy. Oh, yeah. Fuck you, CVS. CVS Pharmacy has been great. But I'm just saying next week I might go off on the fact that it's taken me 3 weeks to get a prescription because you can't talk to your doctor anymore. You have to go through a fucking goddamn messages and calling. All right, but whatever. I want to see who else wrote to me. These are recipes. There's my new global entry number. Okay, forget it. I can't find any more, but I do get your messages and I read them and I love them. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Send me comments and questions. Please subscribe and leave a review. Please. I can't believe people don't subscribe and then give me 5 stars. Please. I need you. Anything else? I don't know. I think that's all, except I love you all. Thank you again for listening. And as we always say, so long.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.